Pittsburgh's morning sickness.
You've been deceived by an agent of Satan himself. He's evil.
Sitting right here. Come on.
No, he's not evil. He's just a bit rude.
98 KUPD.
Ian's always fun. Dressing him up like a cowboy is going to be awesome. I can't wait for it.
Will there be any point where he actually stands up for himself and says, no, I'm not going to do that?
No, he's a Brit.
Okay.
They don't do that.
Is that the answer?
Yeah, that's it. That's the answer to that, is he's British. No, they don't stand up for themselves.
Okay.
No. They make loud, boisterous comments, and then you tell them no. And they're like, all right then, thank you. That was nice. I'll tell you how things are going to be different around here. That's right. I'm going to tell you this. No, we're not going to do that. All right, thank you for your time. Goodbye. And you're going to dress like a cowboy. All right, like a full head-to-toe cowboy. Yes. Oh, see you next Thursday.
So he'll do anything to be on this show.
Oh, yeah, anything to not be on the other station. He hates it over there.
Wow, let's see how far we could take this.
Yeah, that's why we can dress him up and make him dance and like, I'm a little teapot, short and stout.
I'm John Wayneshire of Thump.
Right. I'm John Wayneshire, Campfield upon Thump.
We couldn't even get Short Bus to bring us some subs, for God's sake.
We can get Campfield to dress up like a rag doll. You want me to walk along the edge of the balcony? All right, then. It just kills 5 more minutes of your show. Anyway, Campfield in the morning, it lives on. He's just fun.
I think you guys just have an obsession with foreigners.
No, I have an obsession with making sure he stops looking so foreign. I got to get those shorts off that Campfield. I got to get that guy out of his shorts.
It's like you want to add him to your collection. You want a black friend, an Asian friend.
Yeah, it's fun to have
a British friend.
It's a different perspective. That's the fun of it all.
I've got my Australian atheist friend.
Yeah, you guys are just collectors of foreigners.
I'm only a collector of
races,
of Ian and Winston.
Outside now, Thomas came out to my van stop. I brought him back and then befriended the whole show. And then
he's a little weird. Then he wanted to golf and he wanted to pay for it. I'll do that too. Anytime a Scotsman says I'll pay, you've just found a unicorn. And then, of course, that stopped. I didn't realize that one payment meant lifetime
that
of friendship.
Well, dried up. I'm just curious. It's funny.
Nah, no problem. I prefer having a diverse group of friends, because otherwise I just got a bunch of dickheads that sound and look
and
like
I've
me.
Always had it,
too
I
many
guess,
white people.
Yeah, too many white people, and then you end up just start saying things like, you know, let's go play, sorry, Brady, let's go play tennis. I mean, I don't know, it's happening, what happened? Yeah, you don't want that.
Okay.
To get a few foreigners in there, and you're like, yeah, cool. It's exciting.
And I like having that part.
I don't care that he's foreign. I just got to get him out of those pants.
Is there any of them that you wouldn't want as friends? Like, what foreigner would you not like as a friend?
Indian? Not Native American.
We had the Indian guy I used to do the call-ins with back in the day.
That's not Cleveland. No, and I'm talking like fresh off the, like, right out of Bhopal.
You wouldn't want him to be your friend?
Uh-uh.
Why?
He's covered in his own feces. You got to have at least a year of America under you before I can befriend you from that country.
I think Brady would take him.
Somalia?
He would collect him.
Unless you were the guy from Captain Phillips, Somalia is out because I don't trust that you won't steal my stuff for at least 1 year of Americana underneath you.
Can you tell the difference? I mean, Janny's.
He's Sudanese. Totally different.
Yeah, I know. Totally different.
And again,
is he really that much?
He had like 18 years of America under him when I met him. He's pitching about appetizers. This guy is completely American.
Yeah, he's totally American.
Did you bring the appetizer with my food? I mean, what's the point of having them? I'm like, wow, you drink piss to survive, and now you're bitching
now
about your onion rings.
We all have Mexican friends.
Mexicans are fine.
We have Korean.
He's from Indiana.
Yeah, he's Korean-American.
I would be
fine. Japanese friend.
Japanese.
Full out fresh Japanese.
I would really love a Russian friend.
Well, a Russian.
Drink with EY.
Any Russians. Yeah, I would love to diversify my friend case.
I guess I would take any of them.
Yeah, it's fun. You get to hear stories you don't normally hear. Their perspectives are different on stuff. And hard to find a good Russian or Chinaman here. Who was the guy on TV the other day that said the thing about Orientals? He's trying to be all nice.
Oh, yeah. Was that the guy talking with Alex Jones?
I don't know who it was, but he was talking. I remember he said something about it. He's like, it's just a shame what's going on here with the Orientals. And they're like, well, that's offensive. He's like, oh, I had no idea the Chinaman would get upset about this.
Did you just call Megyn Kelly a guy?
Yeah, something like that. I'm not sure what he did. Anyway.
Megyn Kelly's the one that interviewed Alex Jones.
Yeah. That
well, no, I thought some other person was talking to Alex Jones, making a point.
No, that wouldn't have been controversy on Alex Jones' show. Brady, it's time now for you to entertain us. Get us the hell out of here. Please, for God's sakes, entertain.
It's brought to you by Porkopolis Barbecue in Chandler and Scottsdale. Today's lunch special, the Dirty Bird. Delicious. Smoked turkey. $7.
Foreigners eat free today.
That's right. Come in with an accent and pay in whatever your country's currency is. I'd go in there as a North Korean and get 17 million dong worth of barbecue.
But you have to leave your number and everything right. So Brady can
I get to be
you.
Pals with you after correctamundo.
Of course, Brady. You can come. I'm just coming dressed as Dracula. You want
Transylvanian?
Brady, I come all the way from Transylvania to try your delicious ribs.
Where are you from, Chief?
Transylvania.
Yeah. I thought that wasn't a real place.
Of course it's a real place, Eric. Where else would I come from? He has no idea. Brady, more coleslaw for me and my ignorant friend. We're going to eat for free today, Eric.
So, why don't you and that cape of yours come over to my house and introduce yourself to Kirby?
Do you know Vlad the Impaler?
I would love to meet your family. Hello, Kirby.
They just constantly get hammered with...
John Holmberg, that is.
Dracula.
Dumb father has been.
What do you mean that's John? Why you? Your accent and my desire to be friends with a Transylvanian was overwhelming my reality.
It's okay. I fooled many people.
How would you like your ribeye? Let me guess.
Now, let's get over to KDKB and get Ian out of those pants.
Even he knows.
Yeah. Hello, Holmberg. Why are you dressed as Dracula? Only Brady couldn't figure it out. Free meals for everyone.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Go ahead.
Curtis Armstrong played Tom.
Booger.
Played Tom Cruise's buddy, Miles, in the movie Risky Business. Well, he's got a book coming out in a few weeks called Revenge of the Nerd. And he shares his memories of making Risky Business, and part of the book, with Tom in Chicago in the summer of 1982. Curtis said Tom was like, you couldn't get him to go out with the guys after work. Tom would always say he wanted to go back, study his lines, then read the Bible before bed. And at the time, Tom was a born-again Christian.
Right.
But one night, Curtis came home late to the hotel and found three or four young girls in their late teens lined up in the hall outside of Tom's room.
All right, Tom.
He asked them, is there anything I could do for you ladies? And at the moment Tom's door opened up, another girl came out, adjusting her hair, taking off down the hall, and the first girl in line slipped into Tom's room.
So Tom was a revolving door of heterosexuality before he went the other way?
He says this young man knew something about the time management and understood how to successfully juggle Bible study with oral adventures.
Very impressive. Born again Christian, and he was.
I went to bed alone that night, thinking it served me right for not being religious.
Right, he should have found God. That search for the Virgin Mary is fun.
Then he talked about Tom's romance with Rebecca De Mornay at the time.
Yeah, he boned her on that
train. She was dating Harry Dean Stanton.
Jeez. I used to love her back in the day.
She was beautiful. Up until Hand That Rocks the Cradle, that was the last time she looked good.
Yeah, probably right there.
And he also said Sean Penn came to the room and they destroyed the room.
Boned.
And Penn was...
Tom Cruise?
They were buddies because they did the movie Taps.
Yeah, Taps are a great movie.
She was a MILF in that movie, John.
She wanted to be a MILF. Her ovaries were all dried up. She stole a baby. Better still.
Oh, great in the sack, though, because she was so nuts.
Oh, yeah, because her hormones were all messed up because her body didn't work properly. And then she, man, I've never masturbated to breastfeeding like I did. I mean, I have, but to that.
When she breastfed that
That's
other
the sexiest breastfeeding.
Surrogate.
Look, I have a lot of top 10 lists in a notebook at home, and that's number one on my top 10 lists of things I've masturbated to with a baby in it.
Man.
Oh, she whipped that thing out. I'm like, this baby is not stopping me. That is awesome looking. Oh. Did you masturbate to that, Brady?
I did not.
Yeah, man, you have missed out, my friend.
I would have bet my life that he did not.
She tugs at, and the best part about it is that black groundskeeper that's in the window. He's kind of retarded in the movie, and he sees her, and she looks
over
his shoulder.
Wasn't that Forest Whitaker?
No. It was Ernie Hudson.
Oh, Ernie.
And it was the Ghostbuster.
Yeah, that's right.
And he pokes his head up and watches her breastfeed that baby, and I don't know how he, as an actor, didn't start masturbating.
She was tormenting him, too.
Yeah, she was sexuality. Trying to be all hot to the retarded groundskeeper.
I don't know. We'll watch it again.
I just do that on the internet blogs while I'm masturbating. Move the baby. Worst hashtag ever. I'm hard. Move the baby.
And you said you didn't like MILF.
Oh, I don't like MILF. She wasn't a MILF. She wasn't capable of having babies. Her baby
all
was
fake anyway.
Her baby factory was destroyed by some nuclear teenager. Ruined
it. Not real.
Didn't matter. But the premise that I was asked to believe was this chick's ovaries dried up. There's no baby possibilities, and that's made her nuts. Now she's going to steal one and use her. She's going to kill the mom to fulfill her maternal instincts.
I think the mom was hot in that, too. I can't remember who it was.
She was pregnant and lost the baby, too. That was Annabella Sciorra.
Ah, yeah.
Yeah.
It was a hard time masturbating back then to that movie because you didn't know which girl to do it to.
Yeah, I had no issues. I knew exactly
so
when to do it.
So many choices.
There are so many choices in that movie.
Hashtag move that baby.
Rebecca, Anna, Ernie. Yeah.
Ernie.
And that's the only time I became a black guy watching that movie because as I'm masturbating, hashtag move the baby, I'm like, ooh, Rebecca, there's a black guy in the window. There's a baby and a black guy in a window, and I'm like full mast, my friends. What a movie. I don't know how it ends because I didn't ever see the ending. I was always asleep. we should start a category. Hashtag move that baby. Sexiest scenes with a baby. I think Heather Graham from The Hangover's in that.
Yeah.
And she's got her boobs out and there's a baby in that scene.
Really?
Yeah. I think she's breastfeeding. Is it Hangover 1 or 2? I don't remember. Her boobs are out.
Great. Hangover. The first Hangover.
Yeah, yeah. Fantastic. Hashtag move that baby. I got business. Need to watch. Did you ever see the movie? You ever watch it? No.
No, not the entirety. I think I've seen parts of it. Now I will.
There you go. Eric's got his poker tournament tonight. I don't know if you got any
all full
slots.
Up.
It's all filled up. But,
I mean, you're welcome to come down and try, but you got to be on the list to get in.
At this point, you're...
Somebody doesn't show, maybe. Yeah.
You can be an alternate, but don't expect to be catered to if all 70 guys show up. Chances are somebody's not going to, but still. That doesn't mean that you're automatically in. So tonight he's over at Harris. If you want to go say hi to Eric, he'll be out there hanging out in the poker tournament's going on. World Series of Poker. Seats on the line. That's about it. I believe today is the Warped Tour, correct? Is that today or tomorrow? That's tonight.
Today, right?
Man, that snuck up on us quick.
It'll be a little warm out there.
Yeah, it's going to be hot. That's what an Arizona concert's all about. You guys have yourselves a fantastic, and I mean fantastic, Thursday. Larry's got that boat giveaway coming up in about 38 minutes. Get used to that. And get your words ready because you just have a few more chances to win a boat. We're done. See you tomorrow. So,
you guys partake?
I'll partake. 98. Hit me. 98.
KUPD. Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.